I'm Eric Whitney. Montana cattle producers say they're now a big step closer to getting their beef back into the potentially lucrative Chinese market. Edward O'Brien reports.
American beef has been locked out of China ever since a 2003 mad cow disease scare in Washington state. Errol Rice of the Montana Stock Growers Association says that's about to change.
I would say that there are cattle in the queue as we speak, ready for processing, that will be eligible to hit this China market later this summer.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced yesterday it's worked out an agreement with China that will allow those American beef exports to resume. The news comes after last month's U.S.-China agreement to promote access for American products and more broadly reshape the trade relationship between the countries. Again, Errol Rice.
Beef and beef products must be derived from cattle that were born, raised, and processed in the United States, or cattle that were imported from Canada and Mexico and subsequently were raised and processed in the U.S. The bottom line is that there needs to be some sort of a traceable mechanism to the U.S. birth farm using some sort of a unique identifier.
An economist at Oklahoma State University told the publication AgWeb.com that only about 10% of U.S. cattle may meet traceability requirements. Montana stock growers Errol Rice says it won't happen overnight, but he predicts Montana could have a large volume of Montana beef headed to China by this autumn or spring.
I've had a couple of different calls from individuals in China who are interested in bringing Montana product, U.S. beef, into the market. There's just a lot of opportunity and a lot of exciting energy right now taking place to tee up some deals and build some relationships and start to send beef that way.
Cattle prices are a little off of historical highs from 2 years ago, but Rice says this news that American beef exports will soon resume in China has spurred talk among producers that calf prices could rise in the fall. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.